Burning Sanhedrin, we're on Daf Tet Vav Amud Bet. But before we continue with the Gemara, I have to tell Rabbi Yaakov that I found a Tosfot for you that was written specially for you. If you look on the previous Daf, the Tosfot on the bottom of Daf Tet Vav Amud Bet, the third Tosfot from the bottom is just one line. It's a one line. And what does it say? It says, "My Zacha." Zachar la'oran. In the previous sugya, when we said about the animals that killed, that all animals that kill, the first explanation of the Gemara we rejected is, what do you zocher? So we said you're zocher to get the hide, right? You get the skin, right? And then we rejected that because we said, no, it can't be that. Because if it's an animal that killed, then its skin you can't use, it's forbidden for use, can't benefit from it. So Tosfos says, you're right. But he points out that in Bava Kamma, Yavei Chatul, Kulhu Moded Zachar La'or. Regarding a cat, everybody agrees that you do get the skin. So there you go. Cat has a special law. There's a special law for cats, that if you kill a cat, you do zocher, you do merit to take the hide. So there you go. Tosfot just for you. The chatul has been singled out for special treatment. That if you kill it, chas v'shalom. But should you run over a cat, you do merit to keep its skin.
That's in the Gemara.
And you can, yeah, that's in the Tosfot brings it from Bava Kamma.
You can make it
in the Gemara. You can use it for but strimal. You can make it for a nice tea cozy, can do whatever you can do with that.
For the strimal, can we simply put one of cats on her head and let him sleep there for a while?
I'm not sure if it accords with all opinions, but Tom, let's continue with the rest of Ogamar. Right, so
they're going to do it anyway.
So that's where we got to. So we're talking about the tribe. The tribe that was, what is the tribe that is judged by 71? So the Gemara now returns back to its original opinion, like we just said, that the tribe is talking about the entire tribe. And why does it get judged by a court of 71? Only in the case of idolatry. If the entire tribe or the majority of the tribe turns to idolatry, not that it ever happened, thank God. But if it did, it would be judged by the court of 71. So we're not finished completely the sugya. Ravina, who brought that, Ravina said, I can explain to you how this does work. And he brought us his explanation. So he finishes over here by giving us a source for that. He gives us a source, not only the logical source, which was what he's just given us. He gave us the svara, the logic to how to understand that it works. He's bringing now a source from Torah. Mila Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yoshai. Did Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Yossi, not say in the name of Rabbi Yoshai? Pasuk from Devarim, V'hotseita et ha'ish ha'hu, or et ha'isha ha'hi. Right, the pasuk over there says you should take out that man or that woman to the gate. Right, the rest of that pasuk said to the gate. Take the man or woman who is guilty of idolatry, should take them out to the gate. Why are you taking them to the gate? Because the gate is where the court used to sit. The Sanhedrin would sit at the gate, the gates of the city. So everybody would know where to find them. There are different reasons why they're at the gates of the city. So you know where to find them. So they're
protecting.
But that's where they sat. So we see from here that you take a man or woman who is guilty of idolatry to the court of 23. That's what that pasuk comes to teach you. How does that help me? So we're going to see now. Ish v'isha ata motzi l'sha'arecha. A man or a woman you take out to the gate. But you don't take out kol ha'ir kula l'sha'arecha. But you don't take out the entire city. Right? Rather, there's a different procedure. The entire city, you don't take out to the gate of 23, court of 23. You take them out to the court of 71. only the individual ish or isha you take out to the 23. Therefore, you learn out implicitly that the whole town, or here the whole court, and here, so Rabina concludes, hachanami. So just like over there, you learn out, you take out the whole town to the 71. In Ibdachat. Hachanami, so too here. Ish v'isha atah motzi l'sharecha. You learn out the same learning. A man or woman, individual man or woman, you take out to the gate, meaning to the 23. V'i atah motzi kol hashevet. But don't take out the entire tribe, kula, entirely l'sharecha, to the gate, meaning to the 23. So he brings this, an implicit proof from a pasuk in the Torah that fits to with the explanation that the Shevet goes to a court of 71 and not to a 23. And that therefore explains our Mishnah, what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says the Shevet is judged by 71. Okay?
It says in the Rashi, it says that the Dino Shel Shevet Beskila.
Dino Shel Shevet Beskila, right, by stoning, which is the individual.
It's safe.
No.
Only that is safe.
Only that the multitude, that everyone together, is a safe.
No, that's what I'm saying. I said here, not a single. I'm saying the city in Nidachet is
safe. It's a safe, right, yeah, but the Shevet, the whole Shevet is Skila. It stays with the law of the Yachid. So the only the court changes, but the punishment stays the same. The punishment of an individual stays the same. The punishment, which is to be beheaded by the Saif. Very nice to see you.
I thought you were...
Okay. Where have you been? Away. You're back. That's amazing. Oh, Hashem. Welcome home.
Oh, this is the time. Why
would
you say it was 10? Please, I'm
sorry. No. Okay, so that's the difference. When we... One person who commits idolatry gets stoned. Then there's a difference. The entire city or the entire tribe. We go different, right? One person, we stone them. And then we have an option. A, entire town equals here in Dakat. Or B, entire tribe. That's all. They're different rules. Right, the one person is clear. Now what do you do when there's more than one? So if it's an entire town, they get sword and property gets burnt. Entire tribe stays with stoning. Stays the same. They both go to the court of 71. But there remains a difference in what you do. So you have to see what's going on over there. Yeah, right? The Beit Din gets a report and says there's trouble up in Haifa. What's going on in Haifa? Sorry, the guys in Haifa. But let the Dugma. Haifa has gone to idolatry. They're all Chas v'Shalom. They're all watching TV, going to clubs, and eating in McDonald's on the Shabbos, surfing on the beach. Such a thing happened. They've all gone to idolatry. What do we do to them? So we have to see. Do they fall within the tradition of an ear or a tribe? No. If it's the entire tribe,
the tribes are mixed up.
So that's what we have to see. Out of the map of Israel, do most of them? I know. Let's say Shimon. I don't know who's up there, but let's say Shimon's in Haifa. Are you in Haifa? I don't know what the map. So you have to look at the back
I'll
of your...
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
The back of your past scroll, Tanakh, to see who lives where. But let's say the tribe of Shimon is basically up north in the Galilee. And we have to say, do most of the tribe of Shimon live in Haifa or not? If most of them do, then it can't be in Nidahat. Because we learn that the Yin Idahat is up to the majority of the tribe. So if the majority of the tribe are involved, it can't be the Yin Idahat, it has to be the law of the tribe. But it's less than the majority of the tribe, less, then it's not the tribe, it's the Yin Idahat. But Baruch Hashem, neither has happened and neither will happen, so it's not a practical question.
What's the big change that Ravina made? Why does this suddenly work out?
So that's the problem. Ravina said, the problem you had, I can fix. And we don't really know how I don't really know how to explain, and I can't say it in the article either, how to explain the problem that the Gemara originally had. Gemara originally had said the definition of Yin Idahat doesn't fit. You can't compare a Shevet to an Yin Idahat, which is what we wanted to do, because they don't fit. This one is a majority of the tribe, and this is less than the majority of the tribe. So you can't. Arena says, don't worry. I'm not going to compare them entirely, because there's still a difference between them. The difference is that this is the sword and this is the stoning. So there is still a difference. So on one level, I'm going to keep the similarity is that I'm going to move them. They're both going to be in the court of 71, but I'm going to keep the difference between them. Why?
He decided that you have a problem between the Yechid and the Rabim. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to set the Yechid and Rabim as the same onish.
Ravina's keeping a different onish. He's keeping this. Ravina agrees that onish is different.
No, for one person Avodah Zarah is Pila, right?
Yeah.
So he says
also the tribe.
The entire tribe is Pila.
Yeah.
So he made a similarity on the onish.
Yeah. So he keeps the onish the same and says. And therefore he allows this comparison between the Shevet and the Yin Idahat to be. But I can't explain to you further.
So when an entire tribe was stolen, let's say only 60%
majority, it's really entire or majority. This is the entire majority, and this is less than the majority of a tribe. So that's the difference.
So that, let's say in the case of A.
Yeah.
Say all the idol worship go out from the city, we waste the city.
Yeah, right.
By the tribe, how do you
We only judge only those who were involved. So let's say Haifa was an entire tribe. So we're not going to burn and destroy everything, kill everyone. We're just going to anyone who was involved, you, and you. We're going to take everyone who's involved. I think. Yeah. I understand.
This is why there's stone.
He's keeping stoning because that's the law of an idol worship. There's no reason to change it. The only reason we're changing it here is because the Torah told us to change it. But here the Torah didn't tell us to change the punishment. So we're keeping the same. Okay. Top. So let's do a few more minutes on the next section. So in the Mishnah that listed the tribe listed two other items as well that are also judged by 71. So it listed the tribe and the false prophet Navi Sheker and the Kohen Gadol. All of them are judged by the court of 71, the big Sanhedrin. So next up for analysis by the Gemara is the Navi Sheker, the false prophet. also gets judged by a court of 71. So the Gemara wants to know the question that we ask in most cases on the, in the Gemara, Minalan, Mihanin Mile, where from? How do you know it's true? It's very nice to say there's a law, but yeah, you can't just make up laws. You have to know where, what's the source in the Torah. You always need to have a source somewhere for making a law, unless it's a rabbinic law, and then it's clearly. But if you're saying it's a deraita law, you have to have a law. You have to have a source in the Torah. But how do I know that the Navi Sheker goes to a court of 71 and isn't just judged like any other person? Capital crime, which is 23. It's forbidden to be a Navi Sheker. Don't try it at home. We take you out and kill you if you do that. But which court do we try you in? Do we try you in the normal 23-man Beit Din, or, like the Mishnah says, 71? Where from? Mihani Mile, where do we know this law from? Amar Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi says in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Acha Hazada Hazada Mizaken Mamre. We learn out Acha. You know what Acha comes to teach? Acha is a Gezerah Shavah. Gezerah Shavah. From Hazada Hazada. The word Hazada appears twice. Is once in one pasuk and once in another, and the Gezeirah Shavah means that we link those two pasukim together and say what the law that applies in one pasuk applies in the other. So here the law we're trying to learn out is the law of 71. So that law of 71 that applies in one situation, we're going to bring over to the law of Navi Sheker and say it also applies in the case of Navi Sheker. What are the two pasukim? So the pasukim have in common the word hazada. Not exactly the word hazada, but the root of the word hazada. What's hazada? Comes from the word zadon, to be mazed. What's mazed? What's zadon? Anyone? Zay mazed? If you do a sin for mazed, on purpose.
Premeditated.
With intention.
You actually thought about it.
You knew what you were doing. As opposed to what's the reverse, what's the alternative to mazid?
Shogeg.
By accident. Right? And it's important which one it is, because you either get killed or they let you off and you can just do tshuva. Right? So, here the word mazid appears in a pasuk. What are the pasuk? So Rashi brings the pasuk in. Here. I think, let's have a look. Very cool, right? Yeah. If you look down in the Rashi, about 10 lines down in the Rashi, Atya Hazada Hazada. But Navi Sheker, in the laws of Navi Sheker, the laws of the false prophet, it's written, and that comes from Devarim Yudchet. It's written, Ach Hanavi Asher Yazid. But the Navi, the prophet, Asher Yazid, Yazid is the word Mazid, but the prophet who is Yazid, so here Yazid is intentionally or rebelliously, right? So that's the word where the word Hazada appears in that section. That's regarding the false prophet. Ubazakin Mamre, and in the rebellious sage, it's written, we're going to see what the rebellious sage is in a minute. It's written, V'ha'ish asher ya'aseh bezadon. And the man who will do so bezadon, willfully, deliberately. So you see the word zadon, and you see the word yazid. And what you're seeing here is that a gezeirah shavah doesn't have to be the exact same word. It can even be made from a root. It's the same root. You normally you see a gezeirah shavah with like the same word, but here we're seeing that it doesn't have to be the same word. It can be the same root, yazid and zadon, and it links two passages. What does it link? It links the law of the Navi Sheker, which is the law that we're trying to work out. We're trying to learn out how do you, which court do you try a Navi Sheker in? We're suggesting it's a 71, but how do you know that? We don't know. We don't have a source in the Torah. Well, how are we going to learn out? We're going to learn from the Gezeirah Shavah to where we do have a source. We have a source for the law of the rebellious sage. That person, we'll see what he is in a minute. But he, for him, the Torah tells us he's judged by 71. He goes to the big Sanhedrin. The Torah says that. So if we can link to him, then we're good. We've got a link to learn that Navi Sheker also is judged by 71. How do we make a link between the two? A Gezeirah Shavah. We see over there in the Law of the Rebellious Sage, it has the word Zadon. And over here in the Law of Navi Sheker, we have the word Yazid. So what? There's lots of words in the Torah that are the same. How can I learn? Only by Gezeirah Shavah, which is Masura Torah Misina, passed down from generation to generation. Masura, that these two words are linked. Because I have that Masura, I can link these two pasukim together. And therefore, that's my proof that also a Navi Sheker is judged by a court of 71 from that Gezeirah Shavah. Now, what is the rebellious sage that we just linked to? Rebellious sage, we're going to revise the opinion in a minute about what I just said. So don't be confused. But the rebellious sage is a sage that rebels against the great Sanhedrin, against the court of 71. The court of 71 is the lawmaking body of Am Yisrael. It's interesting, we still have the same concept today, that certainly in the UK, maybe in the US too, maybe even here, that the high court system that has two functions. The high court system has the function of making people innocent and guilty. You owe him money, you have to pay. We're going to kill you because you broke the law. Right? It has the law of judging like a court. Also has a second function, which is to make up the laws, to make up the rules, right? And to say, we're making a new rule today. Nobody is allowed to drive on Kavish Sheshiv. They've got an Arab number plate. Right, it makes rules. Anybody who wants to make Aliyah the High Court has a function of making laws. That's his second function. A different function. One's a legislative body, makes legislation, makes rules, and the other is it decides who we're going to kill and who you owe money. The same function about dealing in the laws and deciding what the laws are.
The U.S. Supreme Court has the same function. They've just banned attorney-client privilege. They've just banned free speech. They've just banned what else did they ban? Second Amendment. They just approved drone killings of American citizens in the United States.
Well, they should learn by now. Anyway, so what are we saying? So here the case of the rebellious sage is a sage that rebels against the Sanhedrin. How does he rebel against the Sanhedrin? He doesn't agree with their law. The Sanhedrin said, this is the law. The Sanhedrin makes laws according to the Torah. They interpret, they're not making parking tickets laws, right? We say that the speed limit on this road should be 30. And I'm disagreeing. No, nobody cares. That's not the rule. Here we're talking about this. The Sanhedrin say, we looked in the Torah and we see that all chickens to be kosher need to be checked by a mashkiach. Whatever. And we're learning that out as a Torah law. That's what Hashem wants. And along comes a Talmud Hakam and said, no, I also check the sources and disagree. And he disagrees. He's a rebellious sage. He's not allowed to do that. If the Sanhedrin say a law, no Talmud Hakam in Israel is allowed to go against it. If they do, they're liable to the death penalty for being a rebellious sage. The Sadducees. The Sadducees didn't listen. They didn't listen. They did on everything.
They like them.
What?
They like them.
Nachon.
They know.
Nahon. So you're right. So you could go around killing all the Sadducees, but then there would be civil war, which is basically what it was. So it was very difficult. It was a very difficult time. You had two groups, and you even had Sadducees who were in the courts. You had Sadducees in the high court and in the Kahanut as well. People who were suspected of being Sadducees in the Kohanut. It was all over the place. It was a big mess.
What's the Kohanut?
Kohanut then, Kohanim.
Priestlyhood.
The priestlyhood, uh-huh. Right? When they were making, they had to check them when they were doing their sacrifices. They were doing it properly according to the Rabbanan and not according to the Shita of the Sadducees. Top, so we'll learn a little bit more tomorrow. On that section.